Welcome to Peak Tales, a conversation about chromatography. Now here's your host, John.
Hi, this is John. Welcome back to another episode. Please pay attention and listen to the end of this episode, as I will have a very special loyalty promotion for loyal podcast listeners. Now, let's get right to the content. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Peak Tales podcast. Once again, we are going to take the time in this episode to answer some commonly asked questions. Again, I am joined by Gene Lane. Gene is a technical specialist with Agilent, and from time to time, you may actually get to talk with Gene if you call into our tech support group or chat with her through the Agilent chat functionality that we have on the web. But one of the questions, and this is a specific question around GPC and SEC polymer standards. So a lot of confusion here, which is, you know, customers call up not knowing of which polymer to pick or which format to pick. So once again, Gene, hi. Why don't you just dive right into this topic and help answer these questions?
Okay, I can do that. Hi, everybody. Yeah, this is a pretty common question that comes in to our group talking about when somebody's talking about GPC. You know, following up conversations about the columns, the next natural discussion comes to the standards. And if you remember GPC, just to talk about the technique, it's very different than an HPLC technique in the sense of the GPC separation is done by a size in solution, and there's not an interaction of the sample with the packing. The conditions are such that you're sample comes in and it comes through the column and it basically kind of meanders its way in and out of the pores based on its size and solution. And when one is doing GPC, they're doing it to look at the molecular weight and the molecular weight distribution of their polymer. So they've got to have a means by which to calculate the molecular weight of their polymer, and that's where the standards come into play. So what ends up happening is you look to get a series of standards that will work over the molecular weight range of your column. And what happens is that you run your set of standards, and there will be a calibration plot that will be generated based on retention time of the molecular weight standard versus the log molecular weight of the standard. And in GPC, how things loop from the column is the largest loops first, followed by the smallest. So that's kind of how a conventional calibration would be done.
So, Gene, how does one narrow down which polymer to choose?
There's a number of questions that when someone will call in, there's a number of questions that I will want to ask the customer before I'll say, okay, we should probably look at this polymer. So first questions I'll be asking them was, what's the type of polymer that they're analyzing? Sometimes they might be, you know, they come back to me and say they're analyzing a polystyrene. It makes it very easy to say, oh, let's just use polystyrene standards. We'll also want to know about what solvent that they're working in. Are they going to be running in an organic solvent, or are they going to be working in an aqueous environment? Depending upon those answers, we're going to be, you know, looking at certain polymers that might be able to be used in those types of solvents. The big question with them is also going to be, what are the columns that they are working with? You know, again, are they organic or aqueous columns? Are they Agilent columns? Are they another vendor columns? And regarding that, we need to know the molecular weight range of these columns so that we can look to our standards, so that we can pick a nice range of standards that will cover the columns. So after asking those types of questions to someone, we'll start to then be able to pick and choose from the offerings that Agilent has for the polymer standards. And we've got a very wide variety of polymers available, very common ones like polystyrene and PMMA, which are very commonly used in the organics, to things like polyethylene oxide and polyethylene glycol standards, which are two of the very common ones which are used for aqueous GPC.
Okay, so you've narrowed the polymer down, but we offer these standards in different formats. Maybe you can touch on that a little bit.
Yeah, there's a number of different ways that you can get your polymer standards, how you might want to set up your calibrations. The polymers themselves, they're available as individual molecular weight standards where you could look at a list of polymers and look at molecular weights, and you can pick and choose the different ones that you might want for the particular column set that you're working with. We've also got pre-established kits that are made up. So you might find that within polystyrene, we've got a number of different molecular weight ranges of conventional calibration kits where they will have 10 different molecular weight standards that cover a wide range of molecular weights. And they would be individual standards there. So these are the kind of conventional kits where you would actually take the polymer, weigh out some standard, dissolve the standard up in a vial, and make a single injection from that particular standard. And we've got multiple kits in that sort of format. To make that sort of tedious type of work easier, Agilent has got some kits that are called EasyCal and EasyVial. Basically, what it does, it takes all that necessary weighing from the conventional kits, and it takes it out. All you need to do is you've got a in the Easy Vials, you've got these calibration kits that are set up over different molecular weight ranges, available with different polymers, that you can basically take a vial that will have in it a set of four standards that you just simply add the solvent to the vial, and your polymer solution or your polymers will come into solution, and you would make an injection from that vial, and you'd have a chromatogram that has four standards on it. So what that does is that's a big time saver and an ease of use. So depending upon what people are looking for, there's lots of options for them to pick and choose a calibration kit for the column set that they might have.
All right, and naturally there's documentation with all these standards, right?
Yes. All these standards, they're manufactured over in our Agilent manufacturing facility over in the UK, and they are characterized to ISO manufacturing standards. They will come with a fully traceable batch number and a certificate of analysis, which will provide them with the GPC information that's needed for entering in calibration information for the standard. And there's also MSDS sheets, which are available for each of the polymers. With the kits, you'll also get that complete certificate of analysis. With the EasyVial kits, on that certificate, you will actually even get the known concentration of standard. So even though it's something that you're not weighing out yourself, it is a known concentration of standard that would be in the vial, and it's documented so that you will have complete information for the concentrations of the standards that you're using to calibrate.
Great. So what other ways can polymer standards be used for GPC and SEC?
One of the things that the calibration standards can be really, really good for is actually maintaining your instrument. In addition to being important for calibrating your column set and determining molecular weight information for your samples, they're a great tool to use to monitor how your system's performing. So in a lot of cases where someone will call in with a problem relating to their GPC system, their molecular weight information is off for their sample, one of the things that we like to go back to and tell them to do is run a set of their polymer standards to see if anything has changed with their standards, or to troubleshoot columns, it's run something that's known. So go back to your polymer standards, and whether it's a full calibration or an individual standard, it's something you can run and kind of look back at historical data that you've got to see and help to monitor the performance of your instrument. So that can be really helpful in that sort of capacity too.
Yeah, it's so important to have the skills to do troubleshooting, right? Because it's usually a situation where there's some urgency in getting the work done and getting the system back up and running. And if you can just do a few things, and certainly our customers can call in and talk with you and other technical specialists, and we can help walk them through certain things as you had just discussed. Well, to conclude today's episode, I know there are some online resources. Just mention a few of them. And what we'll do is we'll actually have the links in the show notes of the resources that you discuss here quickly. And this way people can pick that up and get started with that.
Okay. Yeah, there's some great information online if you need information for the polymer standards. Within the GPC section out there on Agilent's website, there is a GPC SEC polymer standards page, which will be broken down actually into organic and aqueous standards. And from that, you'd be able to see the different polymers and kits that are available. There is a single GPC polymer standards guide, which actually it's only about, I don't know, maybe 20 pages long, but it has all the polymers listed with all the different kits and the availabilities of the different kits within that one guide. There's a really good primer that's out there that's called Calibrating GPC Columns, and it's a kind of a guide to best practice. So if somebody that's new to GPC and wants to learn a little bit, that's a great reference to look at. And then we have a guide that's called the Polymer to Solvent Reference Table for GPC. So anybody that's got an application and they're looking to Agilent to find out what they might recommend for them to use for either mobile phase conditions or columns to use or polymer standards to use, that's a great guide to reference.
That's great. And as I mentioned, we'll have links in the show notes so that people can go over, click, and get directly to this information. Gene, thank you so much for, again, answering one of the frequently asked question or set of questions that you all get in the technical specialist group. And we do appreciate you kind of coming on here and making this just a little bit easier for us. So thank you again, and we will be talking soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Hey, thanks again for joining us for this important conversation. And I want you to look forward to some future episodes of the Peaktail Podcast. But right now, I'd ask you to share some of these with your colleagues. It's a great opportunity to get them to learn about things that they may not be familiar with. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and any of the other podcast apps where you can find us, certainly. And let me give you that promo code. The promo code for being a loyal listener is 1599-1599, only available in North America. And that gives you a one-time discount on some consumables and chemistries. There are certain restrictions that apply, and you can talk with your sales rep about all of that. But we want to provide that to you so that we can recognize you as a loyal listener. Tell your friends that's pretty much the way podcasts get found and discovered, and how we can continue to bring you this great content. So we appreciate that and look forward to hearing from you soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Peak Tales. For more information on what was discussed today, contact your local Agilent representative or go online to agilent.com.